This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Let's get right to it and do the numbers. Stocks are up on Wall Street. The S&P up 0.9% at 1668. The Dow also up around 0.9% at 15,424. Both indices have been in record territory this morning. New data from RealtyTrack show foreclosures at the lowest level in 7.5 years. And weekly numbers just out this morning show 360,000 people filed new jobless claims, a bit more than expected. Also, prices for U.S. imports and exports fell. In Europe, markets are up as well. Asian markets closed strong today with several indices hitting multi-week highs. Now let's look behind those numbers. Susan Schmidt is head of equities at Mesirow Financial and joins us live. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
So yesterday we got Fed minutes and we heard Chair Ben Bernanke speak. He said the Fed will keep stimulating the economy as needed at least. So talk about what was the most important takeaway from what he said.
Well, the minutes recapped a statement that he had made really, you know, the prior week as we went into the end of the second quarter that got the markets very, very nervous because he mentioned the end of quantitative easing. So the end of the Fed doing these large-scale asset purchases. And although the market knew that was coming, they don't like to recognize that up front. And so I think that caused this sort of panic knee-jerk reaction. You saw the market settle. We saw this pullback in pricing. And having the minutes come out yesterday, they were very neutral when you read through them, and you got to see the entire discussion of the committee, what sides are thinking what. It's split down the middle, and they're very sensitive to the state of the economy right now. So I think the market reaction to the minutes, which almost seems scrubbed, they didn't really tell you very much, was very mixed. But there's confidence as he came out, Bernanke came out and spoke later last night at an event, and when you heard him in the Q&A, he reinforced, it's okay. We're really waiting for stronger signs in the economy. We're not going to take away support too soon, and particularly reinforcing the message that this low interest rate, the zero interest rate policy, is really going to stay in play for some time.
Okay, let's talk about consumer spending, something we often speak about, how important it is to the U.S. economy. Just getting this morning retail numbers for June, seeing a 4.2% increase. Just in general, how's it going for the American consumer these days?
I think the consumer is actually doing pretty well. I think that we're seeing some, on a relative basis, it's very surprising that we've seen this continued strength in consumer spend. It's gone on for a lot longer than we would expect and not typical given past cycles. So the consumer is delevered. We're seeing high consumer sentiment numbers, so they're very confident. And I think the fact that we haven't seen a huge spike in gas prices for the summer, which we have seen in some years past, we're seeing some confidence come from the fact that housing prices are getting better, so the property that they own may not be underwater anymore. It's definitely back gaining value. I think that's all buoying that market, and the consumer is feeling pretty good. So
okay,
I think
Susan
that's a
Schmidt,
sector that investors need to look at.
Okay, Susan Schmidt, Mesirow Financial, thank you so much.
Thank you.